The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. New every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never comes to an end. They are new every morning. Every morning, great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. New every morning, great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. They are new every morning. New every morning, great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. They are new every morning. New every morning, great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. And so, most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you again for allowing us to see a brand new day, another day that was not promised, another day that was not a given, but another day that you have made so that we can rejoice and be glad in you. Lord, I'm so grateful, God, that you are so mindful of us, that you know just what we need and more. You made us a little bit lower than the angels, God, but you have blessed us and crowned us with your glory. You've given us the opportunity, God, that to do something that the angels cannot declare, that we have been redeemed. We have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. We have been redeemed by the sacrifice from the King of Kings, from the Lord of Lords. We have been redeemed because Jesus paid a price for our sins. Thank you for your sacrifice, God. Thank you for your unmerited favor and your love. Thank you for your kindness and your mercy. Thank you, oh God, for allowing us to see yet another day. God, you keep on blessing us over and over again. And every morning that you allow us to see is a reminder of your goodness and your mercy that you have towards us. We're grateful, God, for all that you have done for us. We're grateful, God, for your consistency of your favor and the consistency of your love. Your mercies, God, are new every single morning, God. And since you have declared that word, that has been the fact of the matter. Every single morning, God, we receive brand new mercies. Every single day, God, that you allow us to be able to see, God, we receive brand new mercies, God, because you are a faithful God. You are a consistent God. You're not like man that you should lie, but your word, when you declare your word, it returns back unto you with the promises that you have sent out. So your word doesn't return back unto you a void, but it accomplishes what it set forth to accomplish. I'm glad, oh God, that you have spoken into my life, Lord, and you've allowed me to see this brand new day. So I want to thank you, God, first of all, for waking me up this morning and allowing me to see a brand new day. Lord, I want to say thank you, God, for waking me up this morning and giving me the use and activity of my limbs. Lord, and with these limbs, God, I'm going to worship you today. With these limbs and God, activity and use of my limbs, I'm going to offer unto you praise. God, with these limbs, God, I'm going to bless your name today, because if it had not been for you, God, I would not have the use and activity of these limbs. Lord, I want to say thank you this morning for waking me up this morning in my right mind. God, I thank you that I woke up with a mind stayed on you. Lord, I had a song of praise in my heart, God, when I rose this morning, that the steadfast love of the Lord, it never ceases, God. His mercies never come to an end. Lord, I'm grateful that that's what I woke up with. I didn't wake up this morning with my mind on having to pay a bill. I didn't wake up this morning, God, with my mind worried about something that happened in my family, or God, or something that happened yesterday. But I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on you, giving you praise and giving you glory and giving you adoration, God, because there is no God like you, God. You are magnificent in all your ways. You are glorious in all your ways. So I'm grateful, God, this morning, that you allow me to wake up this morning with my mind giving you praise and giving you glory and giving you adoration. So, Lord, I'm grateful, Lord, that you allow me to wake up this morning in my right mind. Lord, I'm grateful also that you have blessed me with a reasonable portion of health and strength. God, I'm grateful that, Lord, there's no sickness in my body that I know of. And if there's anything in my body, God, I bind it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and I declare by your stripes I am healed. I'm healed by the wound in your side. Your blood covers me, and your blood makes me whole. From the very crown of my head to the soles of my feet, Lord, I'm healed, God. I'm delivered and I am set free because your blood said so. Your blood still works, oh God, today. Your blood still cleanses, oh God, today. Your blood still delivers and your blood still sets free. So I'm grateful, God, this morning that you woke me up, oh God, with a reasonable portion of health and strength. And then I'm also grateful, Lord, that you allowed me to rise this morning with life and life that more abundantly. Thank you, oh God, for giving me a reason to live. Thank you, oh God, for giving me a reason to hope for tomorrow. Thank you, oh God, today for giving me a reason, oh God, to continue to press on, to continue to fight on, to continue to march on towards greater. Lord, I declare right now, and I understand that my eye has not seen what you have in store for me. Lord, my ear has not heard. God, I'm talking about just one has not heard, oh God, what you have in store for me. God, my imagination is great, God, but the plans that you have for me and the thoughts that you have for me, oh God, is way far above that I can ever imagine or I can ever think of. So, God, I'm grateful, God, that you have greater in store for me. And, Lord, I'm looking forward, Lord, to the plans that you have for my life. I'm grateful, God, that I can look to you, the author and the finisher of my faith. I'm grateful that I can look to you, the rock of my salvation, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. I'm grateful, God, that as I rise this morning to begin this early morning prayer, that my God is a faithful God, that my God is a strong tower, that my God is a rock, that my God never changes. He yet remains the same as he was yesterday, as he will be today, and as he shall be forevermore. Because of your faithfulness, Lord, Lord, I can remain even more faithful. Because of your consistency, Lord, you've given me the blueprint to remain consistent. Lord, I'm grateful, God, that I know who you are. And I'm grateful, God, that you reign in my life. And that I've said yes to your will and I've said yes to your way. Put a yes in my soul, Lord, every single day. Lord, I don't want to fail you, and I don't want to fall short of your glory. Put a yes in my soul, Lord, I pray. Because when I say yes to your will, Lord, then you will order my footsteps. You will lead, guide, and direct me, Lord. And you'll grant me favor. You'll grant me strength. You'll grant me the power that I need to be victorious in this day. Lord, I'm reminded even right now, Lord, you told Gideon that you had to reduce the number of men that was with him to defeat the Midianites because you didn't want Israel to proclaim that they're the ones that saved themselves. Lord, I understand that you have reduced some things in my life and you reduced some people in my life, Lord, so that man and myself won't get the glory, but that all of the glory and all of the honor will go to you, God. And so my faith and my hope and my trust is in you, Lord. So I'm willing to offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. I'm willing to bless you, oh God, in advance before the victory shall be mine. Lord, I'm willing to give you glory and to give you honor in advance, Lord, because I know that when praises go up, blessings come down, Lord. And I need a blessing from you, oh God, today. I need a breakthrough from you, oh God, today. I need something open, a door open, God, and a way made from you today, God. And so, Lord, I put my hope in you, Lord. I put my hope, my faith, my trust in you, God, today, because I know that you will never leave me, nor will you ever forsake me. You promised, oh God, you promised me in your word that you would be with me until the end of the world. And so, God, I know without a shadow of a doubt that, Lord, I won't go in this day on my own. I don't have to move forward on my own. I don't have to press forward on my own. I don't have to face life on my own. I don't have to face these obstacles on my own. But that's all I have to do is welcome you into the midst of my situation. That's all I have to do is say yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. That's all I have to do is say, Lord, I surrender so that you will, God, guide my footsteps, Lord, and you will order my steps, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Put a yes in my soul, Lord, I pray. Put a yes in my soul, oh, Lord, as I walk this narrow way. I need you, God, today. I can't make it without you, Lord, today. I can't do anything, Lord. My power is not sufficient enough. My might is inadequate. But your spirit equips me with everything that I need for victory on this day. I'm learning, Lord, as I walk this narrow way, Lord, that I can't do anything on my own. So I want to do as Solomon urged the people of God to do, and that is to trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not into thy own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your pathway. Lord, that's my pledge to you today. I'm going to trust in you until the day that I die. I'm going to trust in you, God, for every situation that comes my way. Lord, you know my desire. You know my heart's desires, Lord, and you know my needs as well. And I'm confident, Lord, and not worried because you promised that you would supply all of my needs. So I cast all of my cares upon you, Lord. Lord, you know where I need doors open. Lord, you know where I need ways made. God, you know where I need your strength. And you know where I need you to anoint me. You know, God, where I need you to bridle my tongue. You know, oh, God, where I need you to make a way out of no way. God, Lord, you know everything that I need and more. So I don't have to fret, nor do I have to fear, nor do I have to worry because you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. I need your power, oh God, today. I need to love a little bit better, Lord, today. I need you to help me to put this flesh under subjection and help me to be under more self-control. in everything that I do. I need more power. I need more love. I need more sound. I need a better sound mind, or a greater sound mind, self-control. So, Lord, create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit within me. Bind the devil on every hand. Cast the devil out of the mind, and cast the devil out of my will. Cast the devil out of my way, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bind his hands and bind his evil works. Bind his little distractions that he tried to throw our way. And help us, Lord, to keep our mind stayed on you. There's peace, God, when our mind is stayed on you. There is deliverance, Lord, when our minds are stayed on you. There is joy, God, in the name of Jesus, when our minds are stayed on you. Lord, I understand, God, that in this life we shall have tribulation. And I'm the first to admit, Lord, that there's some trouble, God, that has come in my way. But, Lord, I'm grateful that I don't even have to cry, but I can put my trust in you. Lord, it will be great to say that my life is as if I'm walking on a bed of roses without any thorns in them. But, Lord, God, there's been some rocks that have been thrown my way. There's been some troubles, Lord, that you've allowed to come my way. But, Lord, according to your word, you have delivered me out of them all. And I'm grateful, God, even when I was not thinking of you, God, you still covered me, and you still loved on me, and you still protected me, God. Even, God, when my mind was not stayed on you, God, you kept me and you sustained me. You made ways out of no way over and over again. And so, God, I am grateful, Lord, that my failures, God, did not cancel out my destiny, that my shortcomings, God, did not cancel out the promises that you have spoken into my life. I'm so grateful, God, that my defiled mind and my carnal ways did not stop you from still having plans for me and having the best thoughts for me to give me an expected end, God. And so, Lord, I praise your name this morning. I give you glory and honor, and I give you the praise. God, I bless your name, oh God, because I know that you are the reason why I'm here standing today. You're the reason why I'm praying to you today. Because you had mercy on my soul. And the more I pray, the more powerful I feel. The more I pray, Lord, the more I see you moving on my behalf. The more I pray, God, the more you reassure me that everything is going to be all right. The word declares, men ought to always pray and not faint. How can we trust in man when you do so much more than man would ever do? You talked to Jesus, declared in that parable about that widow woman who wanted the judge, the unjust judge, to resolve her of her debt, so that the people who were trying to collect them, oh God, would leave her alone. And she continued steadfast before the unjust judge until she wearied him so much that he absolved her of her debt. How much more with a God who is merciful, with a God who is just, with a God who is faithful, with a God that loved us so much that he gave us already his best. How much more will that God do for someone that belongs to him? Lord, I don't belong to myself. I was purchased with a price. And I'm grateful, God, that I'm not my own. And since I'm not my own, God, I'm your responsibility. Since I'm not my own, God, I belong to you. Since I'm not my own, God, this battle don't belong to me, but the battle belongs to the Lord. Lord, how much more will you do, oh God, as a father, God, who loves to give? We as carnal fathers love to give to our children, but God, we only have limits to what we can give. Lord, in your infinite wisdom, God, you are limitless in your blessings. You are limitless in your love. God, you are limitless in your greatness that you bestow upon your people. So, Lord, there's no good thing that you will withhold from those that love you, from those that fear you, from those that trust you. And so, Lord, again, I will trust in you until the day that I die, because you will never fall short of your glory, and you'll never fall short of your promises. I cast over all my cares to you this morning. because your shoulders are wide enough to bear them. Jesus bore the sins of the world on his shoulders. He did not crack. He did not give up. He did not throw in the towel. I don't serve a God that's weak. I don't serve a God that is unfaithful. I don't serve a God that does not speak into my life. I don't serve a God that I made with my hands, but I serve the true and living God who sits high and looks low, who reigns forever, who is the Alpha and the Omega, who is the beginning and the end, the one who is the first when there is nothing, and the one who will be the last when there is still absolutely nothing left. Lord, I'm grateful that I belong to you. And since I belong to you, Lord, I cast my care. I cast my desires. I find myself praying to you because you are a prayer-answering Savior. Thank you for the victory already. Thank you for the door that you are open already. Thank you for the way, God, that you already are putting into play for my work, for the work together for my good. Lord, I think back at that widow woman that met Elijah at that gate. Lord, she was getting some stuff together so that she can go make her last cake and her son would die. But Lord, you order our life. You have a plan for our life. So when it seems like it's the end for our lives or the end of a situation and we're not going to get the victory, Lord, you have ways of escape. You have plans that way, God worked way further in advance than our plans could ever imagine. And you have doors that you are willing to open for us in our lives. Every step of the way, you know where we have lack at. Lord, you are a provider. Lord, you know where trouble is on our way, in our way. Lord, but you are a way maker. You are a strong power. You are a protector, God. You know just what we need right when we need it. So, Lord, help us to trust you, Lord, today. Help our faith not to waver, Lord, today. Because when our faith wavers, Lord, that's all we do is delay our breakthrough and we delay our overcoming victory. Anytime we got put loud doubt to get the best of us, we allow ourselves to be weighed down. We allowed ourselves to be cast down when God did not give us that spirit to be cast down and be weighed down. But who the Son has set free is free indeed. And we're free in every area of our lives. It's not just in our worship. It's just not when we're in church, because you want us to prosper and be in good health even as our soul does prosper. So, Lord, you want me to live on my job. You want me to live in my at my banking institution. Lord, you want me to live in my house, and you want me to live while I drive. You want me to live and not die in every area of my life. I don't have to worry about death because you are a God that breathes life into every area of my life. I don't have to worry about death if I'm at the hospital. I don't have to worry about the law if I'm in the courtroom. Because my trust is in a God that sits high and looks low. I serve a God that is a doctor in the sick room. I serve a God that is a lawyer in the courtroom. I serve a God that is a maker of many in many ways. That you do things that are far above that I can ever imagine or think. Your word declares that you do exceeding abundantly above all that I can ever ask or think. So, Lord, you're magnificent. There's no failure in you. And so, Lord, I don't want to give place to doubt. I don't want to give place to fear. Because fear means that I serve a God that can't do anything for me. Fear means that I serve a God that only punishes and does not love and build up. Fear means, Lord, that I don't trust in you. And so, Lord, cast out all fear. Let your perfect love reign. And your perfect love says that I am healed. It says I am delivered. It says I am set free. Your perfect love says I have the victory. Let your love wax strong in us, Lord, today. Let the power of your great Holy Spirit reign in us today. Holy Spirit, come in the morning and have your way in us now. If there's anything in us that's unlike you that would allow us to give space or give room to the devil, oh, God, cast that out of us right now. Bind it on every hand, Lord. Bind everything that's unlike you and make us whole, make us holy, make us acceptable, because that's the least that we can offer unto our great God, to be holy and acceptable. Lord, touch us right now. We give ourselves away to you. We say yes to your will and we say yes to your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, we put a yes, a God, in our souls this day. That's what we pray. That you put a yes in our soul. Because when we say yes, God, you can have your way in our lives. Lord, I don't know what's before your people. I don't know what doors are there, what walls are there, what traps are set before them. But I have a guarantee in my heart this morning, according to what you're feeding into me now, is that no weapon that the enemy forms against your people shall prosper. Lord, there are things that are set before us today that will try to defeat us, but we have the victory already. Help us to walk in authority. Help us to walk in our victory, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to understand that we can count on all joy when we fall into diverse temptation, God, because it's just an opportunity. It's just a setup, God, for greatness, for greater. It's just an opportunity, God, for you to turn a situation around that looks like it's not going to work for our good, for you to turn it around to work together for our good. Let us not fear. Let us not fret anything that the enemy is trying to throw our way. Because you are mindful of us. You're preparing to take us higher. You're preparing to reveal greater in our lives. Lord, as we go through this day, God, I pray that you would order our footsteps, lead, guide, and direct us in everything that we do and say today. Everywhere that we go, everywhere that we place our foot, Lord, I pray that you would give that land and give that territory to us. That means that we have to walk into every situation that comes our way with confidence. We have to walk in every situation understanding that we already have the victory. We have to understand that it's not by our power, it's not by our might, but it's by your Spirit. Holy Ghost, come to more and have your way. I pray for America. Lord, we've fallen out of your will. We have fallen into a state of apostasy where we're doing those things that we believe are right in our own ways. With the knowledge, Lord, that they are not in line with your will. We're approving same-sex marriages, God, legalizing things that should be illegal, opening up things that should not be open but should be closed, doing things that are ungodly, that we would never imagine would ever be done as a country. Lord, we are doing those things. I pray that you have mercy on America. You said if my people would just pray. And Lord, I stand as a people, a remnant of people that are still praying, that are still humbling themselves before you, that are still seeking your face, and that are still turning from our wicked ways. Lord, America has not turned, but Lord, you still have a remnant here that's turning away from wickedness. Heal our land, Lord, as we pray. Enlarge our territories, Lord, as we pray. Stretch us for greater, Lord, as I pray in the name of Jesus. I understand that you're not going to do certain things with wickedness because it has to have its work. But, Lord, I pray that you would bless your people. Send the blessing that the locusts and the palm worms won't eat us, God. Bless our seeds, Lord. Honor our sacrifices, Lord. Honor our submission to you. Do it, God, for your glory, so that your people won't be faint, so that your people won't remain weary. I I understand that we got to be steadfast and we'll reap if we faint not, Lord. Send our reaping, God, now. Let us revel in our harvest right now, God, in the name of Jesus, as we continue to pray for our nation. Earthquakes in diverse places, storms when there shouldn't be storms, snow when there should be sun, and sun when there should be snow. Lord, you are doing something in America, and I ask that you would have mercy upon America. Have mercy upon us, Lord. We're sorry. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us as a nation. Forgive us of our sins, Lord, and call us back unto you. I pray for the president, Lord, that you would save, deliver him. And, Lord, if you choose not to save and deliver him, Lord, I know that he is in your hands. Lord, I pray that he would listen to godly counsel. The heart of the king is in your hands. And so, Lord, you can turn him when he needs to be turned. You can stop him when he needs to be stopped. Lord, my trust is in you. My trust is not in man. So I'm grateful, God, that I can trust in you. And I know that you will work all things together for my good. I pray for the president's cabinet. I pray for Congress. I pray for the county officers. I pray for the mayor. I pray for the police officers. I pray for the sheriff. Lord, I pray for the Justice Department. I pray for the Housing Department. Lord, I pray for every single department in the United States government, the Commerce, IRS. Lord, I pray for salvation. ICE, God, the Immigration and Customs Department. Lord, I pray that you would touch the heart of those leaders and show them the error of their ways. And give them a heart of compassion. Give them a heart of love. Show them the errors, Lord. And show them, God, their steps. Not just show them, Lord, but turn them around, God. That there may be healing in the land. I pray for my pastor, Lord, today. Bishop Ted G. Thomas Sr. I pray that you continue to encourage him. Continue to strengthen him. Continue to breathe life into him. Continue to anoint him for this very time. That his latter days be greater than his former days. And that you bless him for his sacrifices. That you will honor his love and honor his commitment that he's shown to you. And bless him as he continues to serve. Lord, I pray that you will anoint him so that as the anointing runs down his beard, Lord, that the anointing will fall on me. And God, and cover me so that the anointing that you allow to be on me will flow to those that you've given me charge over and leadership over. Let your anointing flow from my leader. Help me to gain some of his wisdom. Lord, I want a double portion of his anointing. Lord, I understand that may require a great sacrifice. But Lord, I'm willing to offer unto you that sacrifice, Lord, today. I'm willing to submit to you, God. Give me a double portion of my leader's anointing and anoint me now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for Mother Thomas, strengthen and heal her body. I pray for Mother Nellie Town, breathe into her and continue to encourage her. Grant her the desires of her heart and thank you for her service of 10 years. God, the eye has not seen and ear has not heard. Do it for your glory. I pray for the pastors of the first jurisdiction and the pastors across the state of Virginia, the jurisdictions of Virginia. Lord, I pray for America that the preachers, the men of God everywhere, the women of God everywhere will stand flat-footed and declare what thus says the Lord. Let us not sugarcoat your word. But, Lord, let us give and disseminate the word of God, because your word, it's a lamp unto our feet. It is a light unto our pathways. We don't need to worry about exegesis. We don't need to worry about some of this foolishness that we do, that we appeal to, God, the emotions of the people, but we don't plant a seed that will help them to be able to grow. Anoint us to preach. Anoint us to pray. anoint us, God, that we may lead your people to the promised land and to victory. I pray for the pastors in the Great Northern District, Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, Pastor Eddie B. Pruitt, Jr. I pray for healing for Pastor Floyd Hawkins, Pastor Kenneth Hackett, Pastor Ray Satterfield, Pastor Andy Court, Pastor Kenneth Hackett. I pray for healing for Pastor William Cornett. I pray for Pastor God Lawrence Kyatt. Every single ministry, Lord, I pray that you would bless us and anoint us, Lord. Lord, I pray that you would bless everything that I put my hands to do. Lord, you know the areas of service that you've allowed me to serve in every capacity, Lord. So, Lord, I pray that you'll grant me wisdom, that you'll grant me strength, that you will grant me victory in every area of my life. Anoint me, God, to lead the sheep that you've given me charge over. And as I pray for them, God, I pray that you will bless them exceeding abundantly above all that I can ever ask or think. Lord, I want my sheep that you've given me, God, to prosper and be in good health even as their souls does prosper. Lord, I want them to have the victory. And even into those that we minister to, Lord, it's awesome and amazing, God, that though we don't see the harvest, Lord, that you have for us yet, Lord, we see the results of our labor. As, Lord, we don't just minister to those that are in front of us, but, Lord, you have people that come and allow us to intercede on their behalf. You allow us to mentor people, God, and change lives of people that, Lord, we don't touch every single day. God, it's amazing how far you have allowed our reach to go to show us, God, that we're doing a good work. So, Lord, continue to encourage us, to continue to help us to remain steadfast in you. Continue to remind us, God, that it's not about numbers, but the victory comes with you on our side. That you want to get the victory, and God, give us the victory so that you'll get the glory out of our lives. So I'm thankful, God, for the souls that you've given me charge over. I'm grateful. The number has dwindled. Yes, the number has reduced, but little becomes much when we place it into the master's hands. So I place these individuals in your hands, God, and pray that you would bless them exceeding abundantly above all that they can ever ask for or think. I pray that you would anoint them, God, with favor and anoint them with power. That you would anoint them for this season, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for Lady Olinda McCowan, Sister Diamond Star, Brother Eric McCowan, Crystal McCowan, and Aaron McCowan. I pray for my mother. Thank you for her life. Thank you for her strength. Thank you for health and healing right now in the name of Jesus. Mother Evelina Dean McCowan, I'm grateful for her wisdom. I'm grateful for her sacrifice and her prayer. And, Lord, I'm grateful for her service. I pray for Missionary Lysandra Miller, Missionary Myrna Howard, Sister Connie Coulter, Sister Deanne Graham, and Brother Renix Graham. Lord, I pray for Sister Coulter's family. I pray for salvation, God, for her family. Pray for Brother Coulter even right now. Lord, I pray for Sister Monique. Haven't heard from her in a little while. And Brother Herbert Lee, God, haven't heard from him in a little while. But, Lord, you know where they're at. You know their situation. And, Lord, we put them into your hands. I pray for those that intercede on our behalf. Brother Larry Brown and Sister Lisa Law. Lord, I pray for Brother Roland Wilson and Brother Carl Christopher. Lord, I pray for Brother Kenyatta Schamberger, I thank you for those that intercede on our behalf and undergird ministry remotely. Lord, you know out of all those people, God, those who are with us and those who are not with us. And so we're grateful, God, for the ones that you bless us to be able to minister to, and God, the ones that you will build this ministry upon. You allow us to serve. You will equip us, God, to be able to fulfill fivefold ministry, that God, you will get the glory out of our lives. Lord, as we quickly come to our food distribution, Lord, I pray that you would anoint us to minister to the soul as well as to the body. And so, Lord, we pray that you will bless every single offering that we're giving out in that pantry, that you anoint every single box, anoint every single canned good, anoint every single drink, God. Anoint it right now to be a blessing to the receiver physically as you allow us to bless them spiritually as well. Anoint us to say what we need to say, to draw them in. For those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, help us, oh God, today. Our endeavor is to empower believers and to change lives. We don't want to do anything else but fulfill those that motto and those purpose. God, to empower believers and to change lives. And not just at our food pantry, but, Lord, in our homes, on our jobs, even as we walk down the street. Help us empower believers and change lives. Bless us this day. Keep us this day. Lead, guide, and direct us, Lord, are our prayers this day. For we boldly declare that this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in this day. Walk with us and talk with us. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray on this morning. We say, thank God. Amen and amen.